This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Junimonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury.
Supported by the Ministry of Education.
It's now time for the Radio Rangers, International Students in Christchurch.
Namaste and good evening. It's me, Sohana, and my friend Suprema is back in the studio. You're listening to Plains FM 96.9, and we are hosting a program called Studiomonia. Me and my friend Suprema is running up. We are representing Radio Rangers. Well, before talking about the topic, I would like to talk about the spring because it's really nice and warm weather. Hope you all guys are having a nice and lovely weekend. So how is spring going for you, Suprema?
It's going good. The weather is nice and warm, obviously, but you know, the life of international student, you cannot enjoy weekends when you have work in the weekends. So yeah, I'm enjoying so far. I went to Hagley Park. It was really nice and beautiful.
Flower everywhere,
yeah,
right?
It's flower and all the decoration everywhere. It feels like blossom everywhere. Yeah. It's nice and far better than winter. What about you? Do you like spring or do you like winter?
It's my favorite, actually. I'm a person who loves flower. If it was in my hand, I would decorate my house full of flowers. So obviously spring is my favorite and it's going really good. Okay, let's talk about the topic today. What we're going to talk today, Suprema?
We're going to talk about dosa and food. So dosa, you guys are wondering what dosa is. Dosa is basically, it's a Christmas for Nepalese, isn't it, Sohana?
Yes, exactly, like a spring, exactly like a spring Chinese New Year as well. I think there is a Chinese New Year.
Yeah,
it's kind of that and Christmas days, Christmas yeah, as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a Christmas because it is celebrated like crazily in Nepal as well. It is the biggest festival because it is celebrated for 15 long days and we really miss home right now,
yeah,
isn't it?
And it has been started on the first day of... When was the official date of...
It was 10th of October.
Yeah, so 10th of October. From 10th of October, the dosa has been officially started and the major missing has been started in our heart as well.
So are you planning to celebrate dosa this year here in New Zealand?
Actually, I took off for 3 days.
Ah, that's good.
Yes, from Friday till Monday. So it's basically from... The main festival is on 19th October.
Yeah.
The dosa is on 19 October. So let's talk about why we celebrate dosa and what is the main reason of celebrating dosa.
Yeah, it's a victory of gods over the wicked demons. So there are many stories where gods have got victory over the demons. But there's one story that we have heard from our early childhood. It's the story of Ram and Ravan. You know that, right? Ram
yes.
and Ravan. The Ravan is really a big and giant demon for Ram. It was really hard for Ram to get victory over him because he was really powerful. And he was fighting against Ravan, but he could not get the victory. The victory was not possible without goddess Durga because she defeated the main part of the Ravan. It was the biggest demon called Mahishasur. So that's why dosa is celebrated. Is it celebrated for the victory of the good over the bad?
Yeah, that's true. So it's basically about the victory of Mother Goddess over the demon Mahishasur.
Yeah.
And yeah, Dasai is also considered as one of the longest and auspicious occasion festival back in our country. All the people in and out of the Nepal celebrate it with a great joy and happiness. So there will be a gathering of people, lots of food and lots of celebration for 15 days.
Mm.
So it's really a big celebration for Nepalese people.
Yeah, people play cards and all those things.
Lots of games, isn't it?
People has already started playing cards in
Nepal. Yeah, I miss that. Yeah. I miss that a lot.
Me too.
So we'll play together soon.
Don't worry about that.
On 19th October.
Yes, yeah.
I'm actually waiting for that date because it's the big day for Nepalese. And hope you guys will also... There are so many Nepalese people in and out of Nepal. So we would like to talk about Dasai because it must be the major missing for every Nepalese people.
Yeah.
And also we'd like to introduce our culture to other people so that they can know what actually the... ritual is in Nepal.
So if you are wondering about Nepalese culture and Nepalese festival, we have one Dasai program in 20th October 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a musical night.
And there will be lots of game and music, fun and Nepalese food.
Yeah.
So if you want to join, you can come to 31st Victory Street, Sockborn on 20th October 2018.
So we are planning to go there. Hope we will see you new guys over there as well.
Yeah.
Beside Nepalese.
Anyone can come. Anyone is welcome there.
Yeah.
So let's, I think it's time for song now. We'll play one song. So this time we have decided to play a Nepalese song. The title of the song is Dasai Tihar by Sugam Pokhrel. It's really a beautiful song. And let's do it then.
Yep. Let's go for the song now.
It's time for the song now.
दसै तिहार चाड र बाड खुसीले सारा भर्यो नि संसार खुसीले सारा भर्यो नि संसार बस्ते होली मेरी बहिनी
दाजु आउने दिनहरु बन्दै यसपालि पके आउँछु म बहिनी सजाउनलाई आफ्नै त्यो संसार सजाउनलाई आफ्नै त्यो संसार
Welcome back to Plains FM 96.9. You're listening to Studio Monia. This is me, Suprema and Suhana, hosting for the program tonight. There was really a beautiful song by Sugam Pokhrel, Dosai Tihar. It really makes me feel nostalgic when I listen to that song. Last year, it was my very first time when I left my home during that time of festival, and I really missed my home a lot and lot. I miss it now as well. Do you remember, Sohana, when we used to share our flats and we used to listen to this song and we
24
used to,
hours.
Yeah. We used to have tears in our eyes and missing home and all those things.
Yeah, because this song has really a, you know, true feeling. And that was a nostalgic moment. This song is really nice, really nice. Hope you guys liked it. So let's talk about how we celebrate Dasai.
Let's go for that.
Okay, so Dasai is basically celebrated for 15 days, but there is few days which carries more importance, like the day first, day one, day seven, day eight, day nine, and day ten.
Yeah.
So these days carries really big importance. The first day we call it Ghatasthapana, which was on 10th October 2018, so it was just few day back. So that day, it's just placing a pot where we put water and some wheat seed, right?
Yeah.
And some cow dung on it. And we do it at a particular certain time because there is some time fixed by the priest. So we don't do it any time in the day. So it's basically a ritual in our country. And the following seventh day, it's called Fulpati. And here we worship all these, we collect all those 7-8 different type of flower, and we put it in our house, decorate the temples, decorate the whole house with flowers. And the eighth day is called Ashtami, so it's something like that. Ashtami is the day where we sacrifice all those animals, like buffaloes, if you have any, you know, pets like chickens and hens. We believe that the blood is the purest thing, so we just sacrifice the blood of the animal to the god, because we believe that on that day the goddess Durga, she sacrificed the, you know, so many blood in order to continue the battle with Mahishasur. So the day nine is Noami, right?
Noami, yeah. So it is celebrated differently in different parts of Nepal as well. So in Kathmandu, basically in our place, we worship all the, you know, vehicles as well, motorcycles and
cars. Yeah, it's on Noami actually.
Yeah. Do you guys do that?
Yes, we do actually.
I thought it was only in Kathmandu.
No.
Because I asked with so many people and they said that there's a different festival for that. They didn't do it on Dasai.
No, we worship all the equipments and mechanics, all the vehicles. We show our gratitude toward them, and we are so thankful that they are so supportive to us. So we worship all of the equipments, metals that we have on Noami, thanking that they are such a wonderful, you know, tools in our life. And the 10th day is obviously the Dasai, the biggest day of Nepalese. And the main reason behind this is there is belief that the mother goddess took 10 days to kill,
to win. Get victory over Mahishasur.
Mahishasur. Yeah. And the 10th day was Dasai. So we celebrate specifically Dasai with more joy and happiness.
Yeah.
So that's the day where we put tikas on our forehead and jamara on our hair if it's a girl, and they put on their ear if it's a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and we play cards and lots of yummy food and also lots of money.
Yeah. we get blessing and also money yeah. if we are girls.
Girls.
Yeah, we get lots of money, but our brothers didn't used to get money.
Yeah, that was funny part yeah. actually. We used to get heaps of money, literally heaps of yeah. money. And maybe because we consider as a goddess mother, like Mother Durga, maybe yeah. that's why they give us lots of money. And that, as a kid, that was the most amazing part.
Yeah. And I used to tease my brother. I used to have lots of money, but he does not have any.
Yeah.
So I used to tease him.
Same with me, actually.
Yeah.
And so, they used to be so jealous, you know,
yeah.
like.
Obviously, why, they will be.
Yeah. And they'd be like, why you are giving so much money to your daughter? We are equal.
Yeah.
Okay, just leave it that. So, yeah, and talking about food, would you like to say something about food, what we usually have in Dosai?
It's all about meat and meat. Do you remember?
Oh my God. Everywhere yeah. it's full of meat.
And after a few days, it's dry meat.
Yeah.
We call it sukuti, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about meat. And we really ate a lot in Dosai. I used to gain like 4 or 5 kgs, literally.
Seriously?
4 or 5 kgs. Yeah. Because I used to have 15 days of vacation. I didn't have any
work, no stress.
And then eating all day long and sleeping. Yeah,
nothing
I used
to do.
Yeah, I used to gain weight for 4 or 5 kgs during Dosai. It was really, really a good time. Also, do you remember we used to put so many flowers and we used to clean all the house, literally all the
yeah,
houses.
Yeah, and we usually paint the house on
yeah,
that day.
Yeah, we
like
paint.
Few days before Dosai, because we believe that if you make your house neat and clean, full of flowers, then the Mother Goddess Durga will enter your
yeah.
house with lots of happiness and joy.
Yeah, so
that's a belief in our country.
Yeah, Dosai is all about gathering, family get together and all those things. We go to the house of our relatives and put tikas and all the gossips and playing cards
yeah.
and all those things. And also, we forgot to mention one thing. We play swing as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we play
really
swing.
A big swing.
Yeah. It's made up of bamboo.
Yeah.
And it's really, really big.
It's really dangerous as
yeah.
well.
I was really scared to play that. I have played only twice or thrice in my lifetime.
It's very scary, yeah. actually. You need to have really strong heart.
Yeah. Also, it is not safe.
It's not safe.
Yeah, it's not safe. And there are lots of melas as well.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
And being a kid, the most interesting part about Dosai was the new clothes,
yeah.
gift, and bonus from work. Like, not work, but like if you were working,
yeah.
right?
I was working, and if you have salary 15,000 mm. during Dosai, you will get 30,000 double.
Oh, wow.
It was really, really a blessing or good thing for us.
Yeah.
And we used to
and
buy
lots of holidays,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah. So, yeah. It was all about Dosai.
Yeah, that was about Dosai, the biggest and the longest festival of Nepalese. And let's go for the another song then.
Yeah, let's go for the another song. It's called Hamro Nepalma by Nitesh Sangkuwar. This song also carries a great, great memory. And he has so beautifully crafted how we Nepalese miss Nepal when we are in foreign countries. So let's go and hear and enjoy the song of Nitesh Sangkuwar, Hamro Nepalma.
Hamro Nepalma झल झले मुटु बारी बाबा र बहिनीलाई ठिकै छ नि सम्झन्छन् होला नि मलाई पनि मेरो तनैले यहाँ बहिनी मन भने सानी उतै छ हाम्रो नेपालमा सन्चै छु म पिर नलिनु है समयले कहाँ पुर्याई दुखै मेरो तन अहिले यहाँ बहिनी मन भने सानी उतै छ हाम्रो नेपालमा हाम्रो नेपालमा हो मेरो तन अहिले यहाँ बहिनी मन भने सानी उतै छ हाम्रो नेपालमा प्यारो नेपालमा
Welcome back after that beautiful song. Hope you guys like that song. It's time now to leave the studio.
Oh, I didn't want to.
Yeah, but we have to. We will be back in a few weeks though. Yeah. So it's time to conclude our show. And here we would like to talk about the major missing about Dasai. What is the major missing about Dasai being here?
It's like basically I miss everything. Mostly I miss playing cards with my siblings and my relatives and all those things and fighting for money.
Yes.
And also the swing, that crazy swing. Yeah, I miss so many things, but I cannot sum up here at once. So it's, yeah, basically it's playing card and putting tikas. And also I miss my mother a lot.
Oh, yes.
I miss my mom a lot and I miss my family. So, yeah, I want to wish them happy Dasai and celebrate it very nicely. And, yeah, I will be back home soon. Yeah. So what's your major missing in Dasai?
It's the same. I miss the reunion of family members yeah. because this is the only time we get to spend time yeah. together. Otherwise, my sister is somewhere, my brother is somewhere, my mother is somewhere, my father is somewhere. So this is the only festival that we, you know, get time to spend together. That's the major missing for now, because I'm here and my yeah. family are there, so I miss them a lot. Just want to greet, just want to say you happy Dasai, stay blessed, and my blessing are always with you. Even though I'm not with you, I would like to say have fun, enjoy it, and hopefully next yeah. year I will be there with you.
Hopefully and we can make it next year.
Next year, yeah. It's just happy Dasai, not only to my family, but to all the Nepalese people in and out of Nepal. Just have fun, enjoy it. And yeah, happy Dasai once again.
Yeah.
From both of us, from all the Nepalese.
Yeah, so that's all about Dasai. So do you want to talk anything about our upcoming shows? Do you have any idea what we are going to talk?
Well, we are planning to talk something about food, because these days the food is, healthy food is very important, and the benefits of having healthy food, the homemade food. So we are planning to talk something about hygiene, health, and yeah, obviously the healthy food. Yeah. Let's see how it goes, and hope you guys like the show.
Yeah.
So let's wrap up then. So that's all for today. That was all about our festival called Dasai. We will see you next time. Till then, bye bye. Have a lovely evening.